For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And in our Sunday school lesson this morning, it had in bold print, God desires our worship, because he is faithful towards his people.
Yes, that's right.
And the truth be told, had it not been for God,
all right,
on our side,
yes,
in our lives,
yes,
had it not been for God of the Bible who showed up,
yes,
and showed out on our behalf,
yes,
where would we be today? But here we, the words of Jesus said, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. To seek is to look, to search, you have a goal. God is looking. He's seeking such to worship him. As God is looking, not for you to answer, but what did God see when he see you? For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And to seek meaning you are looking. You're looking for something. You're looking just like couples. You know how it was when you started dating. And this one came along and that one came along, but that wasn't what you wanted.
Right.
She wasn't what you wanted, or he wasn't tall enough, or he wasn't dark enough, or she wasn't like that. So you were looking for such a person, such a lady, such a man. And I thank God for the wonderful people here. As God gave me this, I talked to one couple I know been married over 50 years. That's a long time. They've been together as long as I've been here on earth, 55 years. So I called my godmother and asked her, what was she looking for in a man? And she can remember from years ago. And she said she was looking for somebody who was God-fearing, someone with a kind spirit, someone who will make her laugh. And if you've ever been around a husband, he's an unpaid comedian. That's what she said. Somebody, that's what she had to say. Somebody funny and someone who loves to have fun and God-fearing man. So yesterday, as I was heading out of town, I stopped by their house and he was outside. I said, Deacon, tell me, what were you looking for in a mate, in a woman, in a wife? And he said, I said, what did you see in your wife before you married her? She was beautiful inside and out. That's what he had to say. And she has the prettiest smile. And her personality will just warm you over. This is what he had to say about his wife. And also, preacher, she laughs at my jokes. That's what he had to say. So they, as a marriage, they were looking for a certain person, as God is looking for someone to worship him. And to the young people coming out of college, as you go looking for a job, be what the company is looking for. Go to the interview. If they still have interview, everything mostly online now, you could buy a car online now. But if they have the interview, get there ahead of time. And have a pen and with you, your driver's license, social security, whatever they need for you to fill out to get the job. And be there and leave your cell phone in the car. You don't nobody call you during the interview. And use the word yes, sir, and no, sir. No, ma'am, and yes, ma'am. Can I get a witness? Because you want to be what the company is looking for. And you know how it was, people, you know, when you... Like I said, now everything is online, but back in the day when you used to go shopping, men, you go looking for a suit. You got a suit, and you're looking for a particular tie to go with that suit.
Yeah.
You see what the mannequin is wearing. The mannequin, it doesn't match, but the salesperson is trying to get you to buy this tie, but it's not what you're looking for.
Right.
Ladies, you know how you're looking for a particular dress to wear, And they can present you with this kind of dress and that dress. No, it's not what you're looking for. So you don't get that because you're not looking for that. Well, in all the looking that we're doing, well, God is looking for someone to worship him. And to worship God, it starts at home. To worship God, man, you spend time with God. It starts at home. Think about it. So if you spend time with God, if it's not but 5 minutes of worship and praise. So when you come to the house of God, you come, everybody come. We have an awesome service because we all come to worship God. Back in the day, we used to sing the song, "We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship." Oh, talk to me, somebody. "We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him." And the next verse, so forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him. Haven't heard that song in a long time. "We have come." Then they say, "Let us lift up holy hands, because God has saved us. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So let us lift up holy hands and magnify the name and worship him." And some of you may disagree with me, but you cannot be a worshiper if you don't know God. You have to accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, everybody can praise the Lord. Everything they have, praise the Lord. But to be a worshiper, you have to accept Christ in your life. First things first. Think about it. And worship, as you worship God. Oh, my goodness. Spending time with God will just change your attitude. Spending time with God will bless you more than I could put into words. You will never be the Christian God intended for you to be if you don't spend time with him. Thank God for Sunday school, for Bible study, for prayer and singing in the choir, teaching. But the time you spend with God cannot be compared to anything else. Because the closer you get to God, the more you know God, the less things bother you. What bothered you last year won't bother you this year.
That's right. That's right, preacher.
Because the closer you get to God, it'll show in your attitude. It'll show when you're on your job. It'll show when you're not in church. For the Father seeking such to worship him, to worship God, you got to take out that time with God.
All right.
But unfortunately, most of us are too busy now with relationships and our career and family and everything else. We don't give God that time.
All right.
And sometimes when we have that time with God, God will answer our prayer. Or he'll give you peace about that situation just because you took out time with him. There was a young man who took out time with God, and the time of worship, it was a personal experience that was so powerful, so touching, so meaningful, that the point to he picked up a pen and he began to write, "I come to the garden alone." Alone, by myself.
Yeah.
He could have had family, whatever. He said, "I come to the garden alone," and let's know how early it was. Why, the dew is still on the roses. Before I do anything throughout the day, before I feed the hogs and feed the chickens, God, I come to you. Why, the dew is still on the roses.
Yeah.
And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. It got so good to him, didn't you get it right? And he walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me that I am his Why did he experience that so? Because he took out time with God. To the point God led him, the Holy Ghost led him to write a song that we've been singing now for years. All because he took out time with God. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Many of you did not meet my mother. But if you follow me on Facebook or have ever heard me do comedy, you would know that I spent time with my mother. One of the greatest comments I got on Facebook, a lady inboxed me, I didn't even know. She said, Al, we could tell that you spent time with your mother based on all the pictures that you have of her. You could not take those pictures had you not spent time with her. Whoever or whatever you spend time with will be your God. I said it before and I said it again. You will never be the Christian that God intended for you to be if you don't spend time with him. Thank you. Think about it. Because God wants to blow your mind. You don't have to be a preacher or a pastor or a bishop to spend time with God. God has no respect of person. The Bible says, draw nigh unto God, and he'll draw nigh unto you. Think about it. Think about how much time you spend or don't spend with God. And sometimes we spend time with God, it ought to be a prayer of thanksgiving. God, I'm not asking for anything. God, I just want to thank you for what you already done. Thank you for where you brought me from. Thank you for the mountain you moved. Thank you for the valley you brought me out of. God, I thank you. As I look back over my life, I'm feeling sorry for myself. I had pity party after pity party. But God, I thank you. You brought me out in due time. So God, I worship you. I'm talking about being what God is looking for. Your attitude will change. I could tell those who was raised in a good home where they was taught how to respect the elderly, because today they say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Yes, sir, and no, sir. I could tell those who was raised like I was brought up. So when I came up, mom and daddy called you one time. One time,
yes, sir.
Mama called you, and our response better have been, ma'am. It wasn't a what.
That's right.
Uh-huh. You better say, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's right. See, that's what you could tell who was brought up that way. I could tell who was brought up that way. And I could tell who go to the gym every day. And I could tell those who bypass the gym every day. Think about it. And I'm guilty too. Don't look at me. But my point is, you could tell. You could tell. Because when you get to know God and spend time with God, he will tell you. He will lead you and guide you to do the things that we should do. And because I'm trying to be what God is looking for, guess what? I have no time to be jealous of my sisters and brothers. I'm too close to God to be jealous how God is using you. Y'all playing the keyboard. I learned it today. I'm like, wow, they're making that organ talk. But I'm not jealous of your gift. I'm not jealous that you can sing. I'm too close to God because God uses different people in different ways. Because I'm being what God is looking for, I don't have time to be jealous of you. Think about it. My pastor and all those who can sing, I know I can't sing. That's why I'm not on the choir. I'm going to stay in my lane.
That's right.
I don't have time to be worrying about other people. I pray for you, but I'm going to stay in my lane because I'm trying to be what God is looking for. Think about it. Don't have time. And my, you know, and when you be what God is looking for, you won't have time to run down somebody's name. My heart goes out to new people who join the church. You always got somebody who've been in the church a long time waiting to tell somebody new about somebody else. That praying deacon right there, he can pray. But let me tell you this, he's on his third marriage. How is that going to benefit the new member? Think about it. That sister singing, she could sing. She used to be on the communion committee, but back in the day, she used to drink up a storm. And when they had the real wine, we was short wine during communion, so we had to take off the communion board. It got so bad, now we have grape juice. You always got somebody to tell somebody about somebody else's past, like you were the one born in the manger. But when you be what God is looking for, you go towards people with mercy because God has showered you with mercy. Yeah. You go with compassion because God has been compassionate towards you. You go, put yourself in their shoes and mind your own business. Some people could be better off if you just mind your own business. I'm talking about being what God is looking for. You get so close to God. Think about it. God is a good God. And he uses us in different ways. New member, join the church. You join the church, come on and join. Find there's something for everybody to do. Everything. There's something for everybody to do. If you want to join the choir, you sound good at home in the shower, you think you sound good, join the choir. And after your first rehearsal, if you didn't blend in, get off the choir and join the usher board. And if you walk too fast ushering, get off the usher board and cut the grass. You can run behind the lawnmower. There's something for everybody to do. I'm talking about being what God is looking for. In 2025, don't be too busy that you don't be what God is looking for. And God will require us to be something or do something that we cannot be or cannot do. You know who made this salvation hard? We have. Think about it. And as I begin to be what God looked for years ago, God has blessed my life. And you, when you be what God looked for, you learn to stand on God's word. Tears so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promises. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. This month right here, I'm going to celebrate 26 years as God's comedian, LaSalle LaSalle. And people used to ask me all the time, can I be your agent? Can I be your manager? Long as I got King Jesus. I don't need nobody else. You hear me what I say? Long as I got King Jesus. I have been in 18 different states by standing on God's word. God said in his word that a man's gift make room for him and bring me for great people. Conover Cruz heard about me, sent me all the way to Jamaica. We docked in Jamaica, and the first brother I ran into, he said, "Welcome home, man." I said, "I'm not from here, man." But I felt so at home, there were chickens everywhere. For having some hot water. God is a good God. He will blow your mind. And God knows how to make all things work. What is good self? All things work together for your good. People laugh at me about 2 years ago when I told them I was getting chickens. Oh my goodness. And the same folk called me about a year later, "You got any eggs?" And last Sunday, y'all, I'm enjoying my Christian walk. I'm going to close. But let me tell you how good God is. I was in Jacksonville last Sunday preaching at my grandfather's church. Had a wonderful time there. And the pastor, somebody gave me pictures of my chicken. They call it chicken run, whatever, and everything. When I finished the service, he closed out. He said, "We've heard him preach. We've heard him do comedy. And now we're going to plan a trip. They are coming from Jacksonville in September to visit my chickens and ducks and turkeys in my backyard." They want to come, and I had to talk to my brother. I'll get my brother to do the catering. I hope some of y'all will come and help serve the food. I'm so excited that they're coming. Y'all, let me tell you something. I'm just grateful to be on the Lord's side. I'm grateful to be what God is looking for, because as I look at the news, what the young men, the young ladies are doing, hurting people, shooting people, and doing it could be me, it could be you, but thanks be to God. I'm here. By the grace and mercy of God, you're here. So let us be what God is looking for. For the Father seeking, God is looking. God is looking. Who will worship him? Who will forget about themselves and concentrate on him and give him praise. And if you have your Bible, turn with me to Psalms 95, verse 6. And I'm taking my seat after this. Psalms 95, verse 6. And there have been so many challenges on Facebook and challenges in the life. I'm going to have a challenge for the saints of God who say they love God. I'm just wondering how many of you will forget about yourself and forget about your degree and education and your status, all this. Psalms 95, verse 6. "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Sometimes we get stuck in tradition, but I wonder how many would just come on this morning. As the scripture say right here, they come from Ebony or Jet. "Oh, come, let us worship, bow down, and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Let us all stand. I wonder how many would just come around the altar or on the front row and let us kneel for about a minute or two. Let us kneel before the Lord. Let us come and worship, because he's worthy. He's worthy for us to bend our knees. He's worthy. How many will come, as the scripture say, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. God, we worship you. We kneel before you. God, we honor you. You're the King of kings. You're the Lord of lords. You're the great I am that I am. God, you all I need. God, we worship you, oh, thy great Jehovah. There is none like thee. God, we worship you on this morning. You are the true and the living God. There is none like thee. God, we worship you. God, we worship you. You look beyond our faults, God. We worship you. You saw our needs, God. We worship you. You're God. We thank you. You're a merciful God. When we didn't deserve to be here, God, you kept us. When we was in the nightclub, God, you kept us. When we should have lost our mind, God, you kept us. So, God, we worship you, all of our great Jehovah. And where you are, you can lift your hands and worship. God, we worship you, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. We worship you. Think about what he's done for you. God, we worship you. You are the true and the living God. There is none like you, God. We worship you. Oh, I know you're seeking such to worship you. So, God, we worship you. We gathered around, we worship you. Had it not been for you, God, I would be here to worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may stand. You may stand. Let us stand. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Tell him thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Yes, we worship you. You're worthy of our worship. You're worthy of our praise. We worship you. You live beyond our faults. God, we worship you. All thy great Jehovah, there is none. As you take your seats, there is none like you.